Okay, so this video, I gotta make this a little quick because I gotta run. I got a lot of shit to do today. But for this video, this is gonna be another red pill training to desensitize you off bitches. to desensitize you off of these type of off of beautiful women. That way, when you end up back in the world again, like you can see, you could probably think at least a little more clear. One issue I have problem and I really wish men would stop doing this, is acknowledging at all times that a woman may be a 9 or a 10 or whatever the fuck. Because in the end, like in the end, that shit really hurts guys in a dating market. Because, like I said in other videos, women always can sniff out insecurities and fear in men in any capacity. Like women. You have to remember where women come from. Women go through psychological warfare with other girls at much younger ages. So they learn all these little things about interpersonal communications, verbal and nonverbal. Like they learn all of these things. Where guys, like, we don't think a lot like that when we're younger. Like we're just busy running toy trucks in the walls and throwing footballs and kicking shit. Like we don't think too much about unless we just want something. We don't think too much about like interpersonal thing. Where women, they grow up on this shit. Like this is like by the time they're 12, they got a bachelor's degree in interpersonal communications. Like naturally, this is why like years ago, like most women had degrees in communications. Like they're, oh, now I say most, but a lot of women did back because it's just second nature for them. It is. It really is. So my thing is when men do this thing of like when they're approaching a woman. And they're always holding on to that. Well, she's about a 9, and I'm like a 7. So, I'll just go over there and try anyway with her, and anything will be a plus because she's a 9 and I'm a 7. Like, see, all that shit, all of that works against you. See, like women, like they don't, I'm not saying women know exactly what you're insecure about, but in many cases, like women will always be able to sniff out like something's wrong. Something's wrong. And this is why I try to tell men, forget about the whole being 6 foot tall, six pack abs. You can beat that shit. You can beat that shit for real. Like you can, like if because I'm only 5'7", man. I'm not tall. Now I have always been in good physical shape because I always had to end up training for something. Like I trained to be a firefighter, Marines, blah blah blah. Like, I always trained, so like my body, I've always been like skinny. I'm not a big muscular dude. I'm a small cut dude, and I'm here to tell. And I'm bald. I'm short and I'm bald. Okay, and I'm telling you, you can still beat that shit. How you beat it is, you have to when okay. In the older videos, when I say like always being different with them, you have to also learn how to like be indifferent about reality, like. And I'm going to try to explain this as well as I can. Like, you have to learn how to be indifferent with reality. Like, oh, well, I mean, she's a 9, but, oh, like, okay. How I learned how to be indifferent with like, 9 and 10 bitches is because I fucked enough of them to know that, look, just because she looks pretty doesn't mean she's good at sex. Okay, just because she looks pretty doesn't mean she's even, comfortable to be around. Like, I was telling somebody before, like, a lot of pretty women, their only fucking form of worth and self-defense in the world is looking pretty. And as soon as you and a lot of women, a lot of beautiful women, when you sit down and talk to them, their biggest fear is that you come up and talk to them and figure out that they're actually stupid. That is their biggest fear. And they are seriously terrified that people find out that they're actually fucking idiots. Like, for real. So then here you come, not you personally, but here a guy comes, he's saying, oh, she's a fucking 9 or 10. I better come with my A game and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? And she knows she ain't worth nothing, but you trying to treat her like, so that makes it even more awkward and the whole thing just falls apart. But like how you can beat all that shit is with this, man. You have to learn natural confidence. And natural confidence is this. I should be charging. I know motherfuckers out there charge for this information for real, but I'm not gonna do that because my thing is to help men. How you get natural confidence is not trying to act confident, okay? Because in the end, it's just an act. And just like when girls try to pretend to be genuinely decent, intelligent women, Like, sooner or later, that act is going to fade. Okay, sooner or later, you're not going to be able... Sooner or later, like, something's going to leak out. Like, you're going to be questioning yourself. Sooner or later, you're going to question yourself. You're going to be questioning where you're at. Or you're going to throw a temper tantrum or something stupid. Like, sooner or later, it's going to crack. Because that act of confidence, that's exactly what it is. It's an act. So how do you learn natural confidence? It is where, like, this a cheesy ad would come on. Just to get you to pay for this shit. Like, no, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you how you get natural confidence is you have to stop paying attention to your flaws. And you have to learn how to find love in your flaws, right? Don't pay attention to trying to become confident. Oh, if I stand a certain way and blah, blah, blah. Now, there are certain way things you can do. Like I said in the Beta House video, like never fully face a woman when you talk to her, or rarely like fully on face a woman, shit like that. Like, don't like look her square in the eyes all the time, shit like that. The little things like that can work. But ultimately, the ultimate thing is like just self-confidence within yourself. Like, But natural confidence. Because even if you fake it, like, yeah, sure, you can fake it for a while. And you might even pull bitches doing it. But it's always going to be at the regard of you putting on this fucking act all the time, right? Like, you're always putting on this fucking act. Like, and you're never going to be comfortable with yourself in the whole situation. So, like, you're going to find yourself more frustrated. And you're going to dive deeper into trying to figure out, like, the science of women and shit like that. Like, I tell you guys all the time that the science of women is not very hard. It's really the men who get too focused on it. They make it hard. The science of women is, look, women just want a leader and they just want to be protected. That's it. The only reason why all these bitches on here are trying to look cute and trying to look, you know, with their hair done and makeup done, they're just competing for the higher level of protection. That's why they're doing it. Period. That's the core. Like, you have to look at them for the core reasons of why they're doing everything that they're doing. The lipstick that bitch putting on, all that shit. See, she's doing that because she already knows she's going to have about 15 betas stare her on the way to where she's going. But she's hoping that there's that one alpha dude who don't give a fuck about her. And then she'll go up and walk up to him. You see, like, that's what these, like, they know what they're doing, man. But guys, like, what guys can do is we invest too much in loyalty. Like, we will invest too much in loyalty and then expect to be recognized for it, right? And this is another part. You see, women, okay, like the saying goes, a woman is born, a man is made. That's just the fucking reality of it. A woman is born into being somewhat desirable to at least some demographic simply because she was born female, okay? She doesn't have to do anything else. Woman just walking around existing as woman is enough to sell herself to someone on the fucking planet, okay? Men, we don't have that entitlement. We're not entitled to that. Men, we have to learn how to become strong. We have to learn how to become indifferent. We have to learn these things. You see, so when men are on this whole loyalty, say like, okay, this is another part where feminism fucked up. Well, it fucked up pretty much everything in the dating market. But this is another sub area where feminism fucked up. Is this whole thing of we're all equal. You see, when a woman says she wants to be equal, what she's saying is she wants the benefits of both sides and none of the consequences. Okay, when a man says equality, he really means he wants to be equal. So, like the guy in that Beta House video, or pretty much all those guys, they're thinking that, well, if I just be nice, if I just be really nice to a woman, she'll be nice to me. And if I just want sex, then she'll want to have sex with me. And she should want to have sex with me because we're equal now. We're equal. And we do everything. No, like, bitches, like, their brains still don't want that shit. Like, when it comes to fucking, she don't want equality when it comes to fucking. Not one woman can get sexually aroused to a nice guy for long. She might can, like, you know, trick her pussy into getting wet because she's really imagining somebody else. But there is not one vagina that gets wet to a guy okay, let me put it like this. There is not one vagina on planet Earth that naturally gets aroused to a male feminist. Not a one. You can't find them. You cannot find one, not one woman on the planet Earth whose pussy can legitimately get aroused to a male feminist. You can't find it. You see, what does, and do the math, what does vagina naturally get aroused to? What does she get freaked out about? The guy who doesn't give a fuck about her. Point blank. Point blank. So when you walk up, back to the original topic, when you walk up to a woman and you think she's a nine, okay, you have to remember this. First off is women have low self-esteem by default, no matter what she looks like. And if she doesn't have it when you meet her, it wouldn't take long to break her down. Okay, like I said, like I said in other videos, the only time a woman acts right is when something had to humble her. You see, if she's winning, if she's getting a validation that, you know, she's pretty, blah, 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 da-da-da, she's going to turn into a bitch, point blank. Woman's brain does not handle power well. It just does. Something has to step in and humble. Something has to step in and break her down before she'll act like she has some common sense again. If woman is getting all this positive validation, she's not gonna act right. She's not. So like I said, and that goes back to if she's a nine, you're a six. You're walking up to her, treating her like she's a fucking nine. She's not gonna act right for you. How is she gonna act? Like how is she? In what scenario will she act right? Where the guy, something about him has to show that, like, he really doesn't give a fuck about her. That's where, that's where she'll act right, when the guy approaches her, and he is a, let's say he's a 6'7", and she's a 9. I say, talk to her, but talk to her about something, like, something completely, you know, an interest. Like, something that you're interested in, ask her about it, blah, blah, blah. And then just take it upon yourself and start telling her about it. And don't ramble too long, but do that, try that. Like, don't ever acknowledge the fact that she's fucking beautiful, because women are beautiful. I'll give you that. I'll give everybody that. Women are fucking beautiful, but you have to learn how to look past that shit and look through it. You see, like, you have to look over that shit, because, like I said, if she senses that you are putting her on a pedestal in any way, yeah, she might be flattered for the, you know, in the immediate time. She might be a little flattered. She might even find a little cute. But she's going to lose all. She's not going to respect you. Because like I said, man, men have to just be man. See, that's a difficult, intricate topic, too. Because like I said earlier, when a woman, all she has to do is just be a woman. A woman literally doesn't even have to learn how to speak a language. You see, she can just walk around and just be woman with long hair and be a fucking mute. You know, not even know how to speak or anything. And some guy's going to want to fuck her. You see what I'm saying? Woman literally does not have to do anything. And she can still be sold as a woman, you see. And if she's pretty, she can even move up the fucking ladder of quality of men. She doesn't have to, whereas man can't do that. We can't do that. We can't do it, bro. We cannot walk out there, be dumb as fuck. You know what I'm saying? All disheveled looking, and some woman still legit want us. We don't have that. We don't have that entitlement. We're not entitled to that like women are. Women are entitled to that. Men aren't. Men must become. You see, men like and in the eyes of a woman, women just want a man to just be already fully grown, fully functional adult man when she meets him. You see, women don't play the whole thing of okay, like a man will do with a woman. Women do not care if you're going through a rough time. You see, they don't care if you're trying to learn in many cases. There are some who do, but most cases they don't. Like women, they don't care, you know, that you're nervous. They don't care. Like they just want you to be strong man, strong and different man. That's all they want. They don't care that, oh, well, you know, I talked to my mom and my cousin died last week and blah, blah, blah. That's why I'm a little nervous when I approached you and blah, blah, blah. Women don't care about that shit. They don't care. They don't care. Not at all. They don't care. You're supposed to just be strong and different man. Maybe even charismatic. Talk about something, you know, a few personal interests. Doesn't matter what it is. Just be interested in something. That you are supposed to just be automatically prepared to them. They really just want their father. They want a fatherly figure they can fuck. Pretty much. That's essentially the core of it. But yeah, that's video, man. I'm going to get off here because I got a lot of shit to do today, man. So yeah, I'm out of here. Have a good day.